RINACORD is a cultural association of Catholic inspiration that has been involved for years in the training of journalists on environmental uses. Our goal is to create meetings of debate and investigation intended to allow the press to have a more in-depth environmental culture and awareness, and thus can be transmitted to the public. We do this through our forum that are national and international events that take place every year around and about environment.
So you're specifically directed to the media, am I correct?
Yes, our meetings are directed to journalists because we think that giving them the opportunity to debate and to know more about these topics is important to write, to communicate better to the big public.
We speak just prior to the eighth day for the safeguard of creation. You are involved in an event, which I understand is in collaboration with some northern Italian diocese. Will you tell me about the initiative and, you know, what's going to happen?
Yes, we are organizing this August 31st. We will be working with journalists and the young people of the Dolomite Mountains area in Trentino, Alto Adige and Veneto. We are working with them to ask media's attention on environmental uses. So a dozen media professionals of the Catholic press, but not only Catholic press, we will take part of the first work of journalists for the environment. This event has been promoted by our association in collaboration with the dioceses of Belluno Feltre, Trento, and Bolzano Bressanone, Como, and under the patronage of the province of Trento. And also we will be talking also about forest certification, that is an important topic. This event will be a good opportunity to emphasize the significance of the day dedicated to the protection of creation. We are thinking to celebrate walking, just walking.
I understand there are also going to be some moments of reflection and maybe some prayer.
Exactly. We decided to involve journalists in this journey so they can sense for themselves the profound experience of the mountains. And the patch in nature is a time of deep spiritually in contact with the nature that inspires you prayer and reflection.
Now, who is going to be walking on August the 31st?
Yeah, there will be a dozen of journalists of our network, the most caring ones. There will be some journalists from Avvenire, from TV 2000, from Famiglia Cristiana, RAI, and even local journalists from Trentino and Veneto. In addition, we know that the diocese has involved many young people that will take care of a nice blog with, you know, some impressions, suggestions from the day, that also they, with the iPad and iPhone, we will write some impression on our social network.
I understand there is a theme this year. What does it mean?
Yeah, they mean to celebrate this day for the integrity of creations. Means first of all, give thanks to the Creator who provides children the possibility of living in a rich and a wonderful land. And our celebration cannot, however, forget the wounds that afflict our lands, which can be cured only by consciousness motivated by justice and solidarity, hence. For this reason, we think it's important to raise awareness in the press and draw it to the public to an appropriate preservation of nature.
Okay, thank you very much, Martina.
Thank you. If you want to know more about this adventure, you can see in our website, it is www.greenaccord.com.